Hi, everybody. Jim Donovan, along with Matt Forjancic from ClevelandBrowns.com and Browns senior editor Vic Carucci, as we go inside the Browns with our position reviews from the 2012 season. Let's start at quarterback, and really, it's a one-man show this year. Brandon Weeden, the rookie from Oklahoma State, the Browns went and got him with the second pick that they had in the first round in last spring's draft. He played 15 games. Matt, let's begin with you. We got a lot of work.
Yes, he did. And with that time, he did a lot of good things. He set several rookie records for the team, threw for over 3,000 yards, the first Browns rookie quarterback ever to do that. And he really kind of developed a connection with Josh Gordon along the way and threw for three of the five longest touchdown passes ever by a Browns rookie quarterback.
All right, Vic, let's take a look at some crucial numbers. About 57% completions, 14 touchdowns, 17 interceptions. Inside those numbers, how do you dissect his play?
I think he played better than those numbers say he did. I think overall, Brandon Weeden showed he can be a successful quarterback in the league. It's going to take more coaching and more coaching him up. I think one of the things that might have worked against him was a staff that was very focused, and as they should be, game in and game out, of finding ways to defeat the opposing defense, not necessarily getting too immersed in the technical part of Brandon Weeden's game. This is a guy who needs to work, I think, a little more on his drops, a little more on how he reads defenses, and all those minute details that I think he'll get as time goes on. And usually players make that bigger jump from year one to year two.
All right, so there's another thing that people want to see in a quarterback, and that is, late in a ball game, can he rally a team? Can he take them down the field? Can he get them into the end zone? Can he pull a game out that looks like a loss and pull it out and get a win? He almost did that in Dallas. He did it in another game later in the year when he put together a big drive in Oakland when they were nursing a lead to try and squeeze out a road victory. What did you think about that quality in him?
I think it's something that's a work in progress for him, honestly, because he hasn't had an opportunity to go and do that so far a lot in the pros. He's going to have to work on it a little bit more as his career goes on, but he showed glimpses of it, and I think that's one thing you could say about a lot of the rookies this year. They showed glimpses of being able to do it. It's just a matter of getting it to where it can be a consistent thing where he can lead you down on that drive to put away a game or to come from behind.
Well, Brian Seif made a living out of it. He made a career out of it, and he was a legend here in Cleveland for doing it, and I thought Weeden did an amazing job in Dallas that day, Vic. When he got the ball, he got them right into the end zone with just a little under a minute left to go in the ball game. He hit the tight end Benjamin Watson with that pass.
Yeah, you could see moments when he felt comfortable, and I think the whole key with Brandon Weeden, when he's not feeling comfortable, he's more deliberate with what he does. This is true with any quarterbacks, any young quarterbacks especially, that they just don't do things as quickly as they need to do. I thought in that Dallas game, you saw in the Oakland game, there were games where he got into that groove. You saw in Baltimore, actually, at Baltimore,
yeah,
even though it was a loss, where he got into that groove and he was moving at a quicker pace because, again, he felt more comfortable with what he was doing.
And then there's the true definition of that position, and that is he a leader, Vic? Is he enough of a leader, or is that something that, you know, he'll grow into?
I think it's something he's growing into. I think this was a realization for him, a reality check this rookie year, that pro football is different than pro baseball from that standpoint. You have to lead a team. You have to be part of a group, whereas that pitcher's existence that he had was so much individualistic and focusing on all his, just his game, and really kind of being a little dispassionate from everybody else. And I know Brandon Weeden understands the team aspect of football, and I think as he gets more confident and comfortable with people around him, he's been told this by enough people, you've got to assert yourself.
You know, if you really think of it, as we wrap up the quarterback position, this was a totally different experience for Colt McCoy. Colt McCoy always played in high school, and he really always played at Texas. And when he finally got here, even when he wasn't supposed to play, he ended up playing because Jake Delhomme went down and Seneca Wallace went down. And then the following year, he played as much as he could until he got injured. So how he handled that was going to be very interesting, not playing.
Yeah, and I think he did a really good job of doing everything he needed to do to be prepared in the case that he had to go for the Browns. And we saw him play a little bit in Denver when Brandon Weeden suffered the shoulder injury Unfortunately for Colt, he wasn't able to start that last game when Whedon wasn't able to go because he also suffered a shoulder injury, but he was able to stay the course, learn the offense, take another year to really develop in this West Coast. And when he got in there, he was able to do some things against the Denver Broncos defense that was pretty much just pinning their ears back and rushing the passer on every play.
Vic, sometimes they say that a young quarterback, it really benefits them that they play and then they get a chance to look at it from the sideline. What about with McCoy?
I think it is helpful to Colt McCoy. I think Colt McCoy has a place on the football team. He still may not have the best arm, the most ideal arm that you want. But I think the Browns were fortunate to have him as a backup this past year, and I think he's a guy who could be ideal for that number two role.
So that's a look at the quarterback position. Make sure you check back with us here at ClevelandBrowns.com for more position reviews for the Browns from the 2012 season.